This is WCWP, Brookville.
Public radio that rocks.
From the North Shore of Nassau,
88.1 FM.
And beyond,
WCWP.org.
This is Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. Devlin by mandolinist David Grisman gets us started. That extra touch, 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. Dave Grusin with Jerry Mulligan's composition, Five Brothers, from Out of the Shadows in 1982. The title works out since it was played by a quintet, five guys, though only two are actual brothers. Dave was on piano. His brother, Don, played OBX synthesizer and had quite a solo. Lee Ritenour on electric guitar. Lincoln Goines on electric upright bass. I wanted to say acoustic bass, but the credits said otherwise. And Steve Gadd on drums. That's five. Before Dave Grusin, we heard David Grisman with Devlin, D-E-V-L-I-N, apostrophe, no devil here, from Hot Dog, D-A-W-G, in 1979. Dog is David's nickname, which his friend, Jerry Garcia of the Grateful Dead, gave him after a dog followed along as they drove through Stinson Beach, California, north of San Francisco. It's also what David calls his style of music, which combines bluegrass, folk, and jazz. Dog music. David was on mandolin. The song's composer, Tony Rice, played acoustic guitar. Daryl Anger on violin, and Buell Niedlinger on upright acoustic bass. No credits to contradict me here. Tony Dumas plays upright bass, I believe electric in this case, on Cedar Walton's 1978 song, Charmed Circle.
Hi, this is Alexis Lindsay, a.k.a. Lextacy, and you're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
I did some liners for Lextacy back in the day, and I asked her to record one for me. It came out great. I really appreciate it. You just heard Cedar Walton with Charmed Circle from Animation in 1978. Cedar wrote and arranged that song and played piano. Steve Turay was on trombone, Bob Berg on tenor sax, Tony Dumas on upright bass, Al Foster on drums and percussion by Paulinho da Costa. We'll take a walk with David Benoit, another pianist, next on Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri.
If you're spending too much on streaming services and looking to save some money on entertainment, you know, those little button things on your phone screen, just ask your grandkids.
You're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri here at 88.1 WCWP.
So far, we've heard from David Grisman and Dave Grusin. This is David Benoit with Passion Walk.
Hi, this is saxophonist and bassist Gerald Albright, and you're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
The Gerald Albright song you heard was Bermuda Nights, the title track to his 1988 release. He wrote it and played alto sax and bass, like he said in his drop, another word for liner, in addition to drum programming. Chucky Booker, with two eyes in Chucky, was on keyboards, and Paul Jackson Jr. on guitar. Before that, David Benoit with his composition, Passion Walk, which doesn't burn as many calories as a passion run, from Freedom at Midnight in 1987. But seriously, the Passion Walk is also known as the Easter Walk and is religious in nature. David played Kawai MIDI grand piano with Randy Kerber on all other keyboards, Sam Riney on soprano sax, Dan Huff on guitar with two N's and F's like I's in Chucky, Abe Laboriel on bass, and the father-son duo of Joe and Jeff Porcaro. Son Jeff of Toto was on drums, and Father Joe, a drummer himself, handled percussion. Now, the last thing you want at this time of year is a reading of 107 degrees in the shade. You'd rather hear Alex Bunyan's song by that name, and this is it, 107 degrees in the shade.
Hi there, Chemo Savvy. This is Big Dan Ingram. Whenever I'm on the Merriweather campus and my bosses in New York don't know about it, I always listen to WCWP at 88.1 in Brookville, New York. Love it.
You'd love this, Dan. That was Alex Bunyan with 107 WCWP degrees in the shade. 107 degrees in the shade. And that's another title track from 1991. The composer, Ronnie Song, yes, that is his name, and his first name is spelled R-A-H-N-I, sang the title as 107 degrees in the shade. I was taught you save and for fractions and decimals, but some people say otherwise, and that's fine. Alex was on piano and accordion. The aforementioned Ronnie played keyboards in addition to vocals. Ron Lawrence, R-O-H-N, was on guitar. Victor Bailey on bass, and Buddy Williams on drums. Joyce Cooling musically gossips about Mildred next on Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari.
The Rock Show is heard weeknights from 7 to 9 and Saturdays and Sundays from 10 till midnight.
And WCWP.org.
It's Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
As promised, Joyce Cooling with Mildred's Attraction, whoever they are.
Hi, this is Ryan Grabo, and you're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. It's a ripping good time.
It was a ripping good time in the house by Kim Waters from the Heart in 2001. Kim wrote that with Chuck Loeb. Kim was on saxophones, mainly alto, and Chuck was on guitars, keyboards, and drum and percussion programming. Before that, guitarist Joyce Cooling with Mildred's Attraction from Revolving Door in 2006. Joyce wrote Mildred's Attraction with Jay Wagner. Joyce was on guitars and vocals, Jay on piano and keyboards. They were joined by Bill Ortiz on trumpet, Jamie Brewer on bass, Billy Johnson on drums, and Peter Michael Escovedo with percussion. They're all based in the San Francisco Bay Area, like David Grisman and company. Joyce, like David, grew up in New Jersey. Hour one will end with John Tesh, who grew up here on Long Island, Garden City. But first, more guitar and vocals by Steve Oliver out of Southern California. Horizon is the song and was also the record label for David Grisman's Hot Dog album. Horizon, Steve Oliver.
Support for WCWP comes from MapTunes.
Visit us at WCWP.org and click on the support tab.
WCWP, Brookville, public radio that rocks. 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
This is hour two of Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. Hour one ended with Halcyon Days by John Tesh from Avalon in 1997. Halcyon Days refers to 14 days surrounding the winter solstice during the nesting period of the halcyon, or kingfisher bird. Halcyon also means happy, serene, and prosperous. John played piano on his composition, and I also heard strings, but mainly John's piano. Tom Schumann played piano on the song before that, Horizon by Steve Oliver, from Positive Energy in 2002. Steve wrote Horizon, played guitars and guitar synth, and vocalized. Brian Bromberg was on upright acoustic bass, Will Kennedy on drums, and Steve Reed on percussion. Steve Reed is an alumnus of the Rippingtons, Will Kennedy of Yellow Jackets, and Tom Schumann of Spyro Gyra. Hour two begins with Bob James, an alumnus of 4Play, and a song by his trio that samples Nautilus from his 1974 debut. Submarine is the title, and that's what the Nautilus was. .1 FM and WCWP.org. Dave Koz and Corey Wong with Getaway Car from the Golden Hour in 2021. I think they got away. Getaway Car was manufactured by Dave, alto sax, Corey, electric guitar, and Michael Nelson, trombone and euphonium. Soloing along with Dave and Corey was Sam Greenfield on baritone sax. There was also Kevin Gastangue on the Hammond B3 organ, Johannes Tona on bass, electric, Peter Janchik on drums, and the trumpet tag team of Steve Strand and Adam Meckler. Before that, the Bob James Trio, sort of, with Submarine from Espresso in 2018. Submarine was written by Bob and his producer and manager, Sonny Abelardo. Bob played piano, Rhodes piano, and keyboards. The rest of the trio was Michael Palazzolo on acoustic bass and Billy Kilson on drums. I said sort of because Dave, with a Y, Stewart, and Mark Falchuk played additional keyboards, and that's probably where the samples came from. Those samples were of Nautilus, the first track on Bob's solo debut, won in 1974. I assume this next song by Herb Alpert is a tribute to drummer Jonathan Moffett. It's called Sugarfoot and has a hint of Smooth Criminal in it. J-Ro with There She Goes on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org from Groove Reflections in 2021. Jay wrote There She Goes and played piano and keyboards. Steve Oliver, who we heard a few songs ago, vocalized but did not play guitar. Andy Abel was on guitar. Dave Anderson, lots of Daves and Davids tonight, was on bass, and Trevor Somerville on drums. Speaking of drums, before that, Herb Alpert with Sugarfoot, which I take as a tribute to drummer Jonathan Sugarfoot Moffett from Music Volume 1 in 2017. Herb played trumpet and wrote the tribute, in my estimation, with Eddie Del Barrio, who played any keyboards not played by Joachim Vandersag, who also handled drum programming. No actual drumming. Chuck Loeb, who we heard earlier with Kim Waters, will lead off the next segment of Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari.
Every Monday night at 9 p.m., join George Walsh for Knocking on Dylan's Door.
You can set your alarm clock to it.
You're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari here at 88.1 WCWP.
Instrumental Invasion goes on with Let's Go by Chuck Loeb from his Between Two Worlds release, which, like David Grisman's Hot Dog, lacks any piano or keyboards. There are drums and percussion, though. Let's go. .1 FM and WCWP.org. Cindy Bradley with Bliss from Bliss in 2014, the third title track of the night. Cindy wrote said title track with Michael Broning. Cindy was on flugelhorn and muted trumpet, and Mike on piano, keyboards, synth bass, and drum programming. Freddie Fox was on guitars. Before that, Chuck Loeb played one guitar on his composition Let's Go from Between Two Worlds. That's a number two in 2009. Between Two Worlds is devoid of piano and keyboards, and then his next album, Plain and Simple, just had organ. It wasn't until Silhouette in 2013 that they returned. As for Let's Go, as I said, Chuck was on guitar, Nathan Eklund on unmuted trumpet and trombone, Brian Culbertson on just trombone, and he was the one soloing, Eric Marienthal on alto sax and flute, soloing on alto sax, Will Lee on bass, Dave Weckl, still another Dave, on drums, and percussion by Bashiri Johnson, no relation to Billy. Eric and Dave are alumni of the Chick Corea Electric Band, and Chuck, like Bob James and Lee Ritenour, is an alumnus of 4Play. Let's go on to another guitarist, Ken Navarro, who plays more than guitar on Hope.
Hi, this is Ken Navarro, and you're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Ken Navarro with Hope, heard on two 2015 albums of his, Hope, Joy, Strength, that's one, and Unbreakable Heart, two. Ken played about as much as Chuck Loeb did on In the House by Kim Waters, who Ken has also collaborated with, guitars, keyboards, and drum programming. Speaking of Kim, we'll hear his daughter Kayla in the next segment, The Last of the Night, which leads off with Brian Bromberg, here on Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri.
Need something a little heavier, a little faster, a little louder? And WCWP.org.
Hello.
It's Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri, here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Brian Bromberg is back with more of his upright bass that we heard last hour with Steve Oliver, as well as piccolo bass guitar. He calls this that cool, groovy beatnik jazz. Wild. Yeah, it's 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. Steve Cole with Living Out Loud, as opposed to Laughing Out Loud, from Smoke and Mirrors in 2021. Living Out Loud was written by Steve on tenor sax and David Mann, keyboards, drum programming, tenor and baritone sax, like Sam Greenfield, flute, and horn arrangement. The other horns he arranged were trumpet and flugelhorn, played by Trevor Newman. Otherwise, Bernd Schaindhart was on guitar, Mel Brown on bass and piccolo bass, and Brian Dunn on real drums. Before that, Brian Bromberg, Brian's and David's galore, with that cool, groovy beatnik jazz from A Little Driving Music, also in 2021. Brian wrote all the songs on A Little Driving Music by himself. For that cool, groovy beatnik jazz, he played upright bass and piccolo bass, specifically hollow body piccolo bass guitar. He was accompanied by Ray Fuller on rhythm guitar, Tom Zink on keyboards, Craig Fundiga on vibraphone, Tony Moore on drums, and on percussion, Lenny Castro. I said earlier that this segment included Kayla Waters, daughter of Kim, and here she is with Signs and Wonders, as opposed to Smoke and Mirrors.
Bonjour, c'est Marc-Antoine, and you're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Mark will close out the show, but that was Kayla Waters with Signs and Wonders from Coevolve in 2018. As far as I can tell, like Ken Navarro, Kayla was a one-person band playing everything you heard, piano, keyboards, and drum programming. That leaves us with Marc Antoine and his composition, Summer in Technicolor, as we are nearly halfway through the season. And that's on Something About Her in 2021, commemorating 25 years of marriage to her, Rebecca. Marks on acoustic and electric guitar, David Benoit returns on piano, and two more Spyro Gyra alumni round out Mark's quartet, Roberto Valli on acoustic bass and Joel Rosenblatt on drums. Thank you very much for listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I enjoyed putting it together. Summer in Technicolor by Marc Antoine. So long.